Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As promised, his name is Jonathan Bolin. He is the second highest Tigers baseball player, second highest drafted in the Major League Baseball draft. We talked about it yesterday. Huge news for the University of Memphis. Jonathan Bolin going in the second round to the Kansas City Royals. He joins us now. First off, congratulations,
yes, sir.
Brother. This
yes,
is
sir.
Big time, man. Dude, man. Only Dave Anderson. How does that feel? It must be surreal. Like, I was telling John this. A ton of folks have put on that Tigers uniform and played baseball for that program. A ton of good ones. And to be the second highest ever drafted, is it, like, surreal? Did you know this was coming? Like,
it's for sure surreal. I mean, I have no idea that – I didn't really even know that until I saw the tweets. So, I mean, it's been awesome so far.
So did you know that night that there was a possibility that you'd be drafted that high? Did you have no idea? Were you ready to go to bed? What was happening?
Well, that night we knew there was a slim chance, a very slim chance. And then as the night went on, they started to get phone calls and it was starting to get serious. So I told myself, all right, we got to hang around. So, and then because I was about to go home earlier that night because we thought there was no shot because things just weren't panning out. But then it got so real. And then I just stayed there until the whole entire thing was over, and then they gave me that phone call.
So do you start hearing from a lot of teams? Like, how does it work for us nobodies
right.
that will never
like,
know
do
how
you
this
have
goes?
An agent?
Like, does it all go in through the agent? Do you get all the calls? Like, how does it happen?
Well, I had an advisor, and we went to a couple workouts or three or four workouts.
Gotcha.
And then so we had those teams talking to us, and then the business part of it was the advisor and the area scout or the head of scouting.
Got you.
So they were the ones getting the phone calls, and then my advisor was the one that gave me the phone call before the area scout, and then the director of scouting gave me a call after they drafted me.
What was the your dad was drafted back in the day. He's a former Tiger as well, I think, is the only holder still of a perfect game in Tigers baseball history. That's right. Still,
yes,
right?
He is. He's the only one.
Tell me what the just because I've talked about it on the air, man, you know how close we are with dads and everything, and when you're doing something that your dad – what was that hug like? What after you get the call and you, both of you guys know and you've both been drafted, how proud was he of you?
I mean, whenever I got drafted, it was very special. He went on outside, but I was celebrating with my mom and sisters inside while he was making phone calls. I thought he was trying to hide, you know.
Yeah.
So then I went out there and I saw him, and then we went in for a hug, and it just got emotional from there.
Absolutely.
Because just got all those flashbacks of working hard throughout your life.
Yep.
And then you're in that moment that you've been working for.
Bro, that's awesome. That's
so
awesome.
What's the plan? Like, what do your next days look like? What's your new life going
to
be?
Well, tomorrow morning, I'm headed out to Surprise, Arizona. I got to leave in the morning about 11:45, something
go time.
Like that. And then
it's go time.
Oh, yeah,
saying,
it is. It is go time. I'm jumping right into it. So then we're going there, and we have, like, a mini camp we have to do. And I have to get my physical and everything else like that. And so we'll go to the mini camp, and then after that, I think I'll either go to Idaho or North Carolina.
Okay.
So
that's where their affiliates are?
Mm-hmm. That is where their short season teams are.
Do you have a preference over North Carolina or Idaho?
Shoot, it don't matter to me. I got there and play ball.
I mean, I would rather go to North Carolina than Idaho. I feel like there's actually just more to do there.
Once you're getting paid to like live your dream, I don't know if it – I don't know. Maybe,
maybe not. Maybe you can
if
learn
he's
not,
I think you'll learn to love it.
Yeah, you'll learn. You'll be a proud Idahoan or whatever they call themselves.
You've got – no, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, so in terms of is there a signing bonus? Like, is there
John
like –
John wants to know about your money.
I don't want to know the dollar amount. I'm just saying, like, do you sign something and automatically, like, some money gets deposited in your account and you can go have some fun? Like, what's the deal?
Well, I mean, I signed paperwork. Yesterday in front of my family and friends, which was a big deal with the area scout coming down from Kansas City and bringing it into Bartlett where we were having our celebration. And also, you know, the cool thing about the signing is that it was my dad's birthday yesterday.
Oh, dude, everything lined up. All the stars lined up.
It was crazy. And then on top of that, and then I'm headed to Arizona, and then I think that's where they'll give me a check or something like that.
You.
I'm not completely sure, but we'll see.
How much do you think, and maybe you know, maybe they told you, how much did your 18-strikeout performance, which was a Memphis record, an AAC record, it was against USF, how much do you think that played into how highly you were drafted?
Oh, after that game, that's what really put me on the map. Huh? That's what boosted me up the charts. And so after that, it was just my advisor. He was getting slammed with all these calls, and then also had some scouts reach out to me and ask me. And that's when the invitations to all these workouts started coming in.
Yep.
So that's really what boosted me.
Tell me about that day. What did you eat going into that game? What, and just tell me about the zone that you were in. They were all swinging, right? All 18 of them.
Every single one of them. So
sliders.
Yeah. So I was just attacking them. You know, just. I thought it felt like every other day, but I was locked in because my teammate the day before, he said that one of their players were talking trash and were like trying to like compete. So yeah. I was like, oh, okay, let's see what you got.
Okay.
So then the next day I was locked in from the start, and then we went from there, and then that's what really just – it was just – on top of that, it was a beautiful day too.
Okay.
Especially because 5 out of our 7 home series at Memphis were doubleheaders. And I had to pitch in every doubleheader.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So who were you recruited by coming out of high school? Now, you were at Arlington the first 3 years of your high school career.
Yeah.
But you transferred to Bartlett.
Mm-hmm.
Who were you recruited by?
Out of high school, I was recruited by, let's see, it was Memphis, of course. Then there was Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Missouri, and then Walter State Community College. Then those were the main ones that reached out to me. And then I was going to go on officials to all those places, but I fractured the growth plate in my hip my junior year of high school.
Oh, wow.
Playing football. I was playing receiver, and I went to catch a corner route, caught it, went to cut up the field, and it just popped. So then we weren't able to go to the Ole Miss or Mississippi State football games, but, I mean, I'm happy where I ended up. I mean,
dude.
It's all worked out, and it's been a blessing to just play the game at the D1 level.
This dude's 6'6". I mean, you see him. We're trying to picture him on the football field. He's 6'6", you know, 250, solid as a rock, and he's out there catching passes. Dude, I guess, yeah, dude, you could have been Gronk. It's like we're looking at Gronk right here. Seriously, dude.
Same size, basically.
Same size, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, how important was – I want to give him a shout-out. He got his 400th win this season. How much has Coach Rock – how special has he been to you?
He's been a blessing also on top of the many blessings that I've gotten.
Yep.
So he's reached out to me in high school. He was really close, and he really enjoyed like coming to watch games too. And we reach out into the community so much together with our team, and it's all through Coach Rock. He gets us out there, and he knows how to get us like into our community to help out around, because that's what you're supposed to do to be a good person or just a good team. And so he's taught me how to grow up as a man and also as a player.
Yeah.
So
I've always wanted to kind of shine that spot. You know, you realize that basketball and football, those coaches get all the love, you know, a lot of times. But, I mean, Rock's been raising men over there for years, dude. And
yeah, for sure.
It's good to give him
the
love.
He's been there for a while, and he's helped out so many people in their lives.
Yeah.
How patient do you have to be in baseball?
Like, oh, my God.
Because when you get drafted in the NFL and you get drafted in the NBA, it's like you're automatically expected to contribute, especially if you're a top 2-round pick. You know, in the NFL, you're going to be on the field. In baseball, who knows, right? Who knows when you might actually suit up for the Royals? You might have, it might be a very, you know, circuitous route. So I'm just curious, like, how patient do you have to be? Are you prepared to be for your opportunity there?
Yeah, you got to be prepared. I mean, I have friends that have gotten drafted in the past years, and they've gone from really, it's like they've, I mean, of course they get their signing bonus, but on top of that, you don't get much throughout the minors. So it's
exactly.
A grind, and you have to keep, you have to be focused, and you have to really love the game and be ready to play at the highest level. And you got to work your tail off every day. I mean, there's no off days.
Right.
You know how grit and grind.
Yep.
Shoot, that's what we're used to in Memphis.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to take into my career, and I'm going to go from there. And when I get to the top, I'll get there. I mean, I just got to keep working hard and keep staying healthy and pursuing my dream.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay, so you got plenty of time. I mean, you could pitch for a long time. And
yeah.
That's the way baseball works.
And you were
works.
Just talking about blessings. It seems like having your dad, and he's been through this, that's a blessing. What about, do you know guys in the league now? Maybe they're former Tigers, but guys you lean on to, maybe advice or, you know, those connections as well?
I don't know anybody in the big leagues. I mean, I know a couple people, but I don't know them face-to-face.
Yeah.
There's some minor leaguers, and I don't know, y'all might have heard of Austin Riley.
All day.
In AAA with the Braves.
Yeah.
I mean, we grew up. Playing against each other throughout the years, and I was able to play on his team in the fall. And so I could reach out to him anytime, and then also the former players at Memphis who have got drafted, like Nolan Blackwood
yep.
or Drew Crosby or Colton Hathcock and all them. And so if I have any questions, they're good. I mean, it's a brotherhood at Memphis. And so all I got to do is just ask them, and they'll help me out.
Brent Rooker, obviously, right?
Yeah, Brent Rooker.
Is he still with the Twins organization?
Yes, he is. Okay. And his brother.
Look at this man. Let me school you a little bit, Memphis.
I know Memphis.
Because it's a little backwards in here. You'd think that the black guy on this side of the table wouldn't know much about baseball and that clown would be the one that would conduct this interview. But, like, he knows nothing.
I mean,
getting names is good for him.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, in Memphis, there's the Redbirds, obviously, but there's not a major league team, you know, so it's harder, right? Unless you play it and are good at it. I feel like it's harder to fall in love with baseball.
He was so nervous about you in this interview, dude, just because he has so little baseball knowledge. He didn't want to, you know.
You're right.
Calm down, John.
I'm good.
You're doing great.
I'm all good. But yeah, I mean, there seems to be there's several Memphians. You know, Cozart.
Dude,
right?
They're all over.
Yeah,
Cozart's in the league
too. Cozart's an Ole Miss guy, but came out of Collierville.
But yeah, he's a Memphis guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we claim him.
we love Zach Cozart. He's Memphian.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So dude, congrats on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Don't forget about the little people.
No, I won't.
Oh, dude, you about to be. You're going to forget about us by tomorrow. No, dude, thank you for doing this. And look, John, let's give our intern some love for landing this interview.
Absolutely.
Kat, thank you.
Yes.
She got this done.
Yeah, Catherine did get it done.
So, you know, Catherine's a former an athlete as well at the U of M, not a former, a current athlete as well.
Yeah,
so it's all family. I guess that's how this got done. That's
yeah, right. It's family.
Exactly.
Tiger's athletics.
Tiger fam.
Kat, you have proved yourself today.
She has.
Thank you so much.
He is Jonathan Bolin.
Thanks for this,
Memphis
brother.
Tiger. Got drafted in the second round by the Royals. Appreciate you coming in, man.
All right, thank
you
all for having me.
Congrats, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.